The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Newstalk.com, Mick McCarthy with me from off the ball to talk about all the action in Paris. Mick, just watching on the screen here, Rafa Nadal waving to the crowds as he departed the court at Roland Garros. He did lose to Novak Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic, possibly the last time they ever meet. It's hard to know, but you don't see Nadal losing at Roland Garros very often, but he was hammered today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think the injuries are finally, and age, are finally catching up with him, but...
Anyway, we'll move on to Irish interests.
Irish matters.
Because we've got better things than Rafa Nadal's knees to worry about. Mona McSharry in the pool tonight.
It's very exciting. I mean, we came into the Olympics with a hope of, Daniel Whiffen maybe getting a medal or two in the pool. And I think a few people thought Mona might have a chance as well. But the way she swam yesterday, people are now turning from hope to expectation. She was absolutely brilliant last night in the semi-final, broke her Irish record, which is kind of all you want from someone in the Olympics. But it was it's a slow enough pool, and she was the second fastest qualifier, and she's going to be in the middle lane. She's in lane five for the final tonight, and hope has turned to expectation.
Oh God, it's very exciting. So that's at what time? She's at about 8:30 tonight.
Yeah, I think 8:35 is the time. So yeah,
all right, 100 meter breaststroke.
Now we've another couple of awkward commentary on air during off the ball tonight as we try.
Oh yeah, we're not commentary, of course. No. I'm just describing what happens to be on the screen in front of me at this exact moment. We've another couple of swimmers in the pool tonight as well. So Ellen Walsh is in the 400 metres individual medley an hour beforehand.
Yeah. So I think, so around 7:30 she's in. So that's in the final as well. So again, it's like Irish swimmers getting to finals isn't even something that we're used to. We don't really think that Ellen is a medal hope, though. You never know in these. But again, like Mona, three years ago, of course, in Tokyo, made the final, ended up finishing 8th. She was devastated. But I remember at the time thinking, like, that's as, you know, you can, an Irish swimmer making a final is all you can hope for. We're going to have at least 3 finalists this time. So, it'd be one to watch, absolutely. Anything can happen.
Yeah, we should mention Danielle Hill as well, who's in the 100-metre backstroke semi-final right in between at about 8 o'clock as well.
Busy night.
A busy night in the pool. I guess it speaks to the strength and depth of the Irish team in so many different disciplines. We are absolutely not used to this.
No, and it's hard to even keep up a little bit. You know, we're talking in the office today about how many medals Ireland could win, and you know, like, you're getting up to 12, 13 in terms of possibility necessarily rather than prediction.
Yeah.
And that's even with a few disappointments in the boxing ring early on. So we're watching canoe slalom all day like lunatics out in the office because Liam Jagu from Clare put in an unbelievable performance, and he ended up finishing 7th, which is really good, and his highest Olympic performance. It was great for him to even make the final. But his time,
I know.
Everybody gets a penalty. Everybody hits a pole, and it's standard. All the people above him did too, but it was the last one. He hit the last gate for a 2-second penalty. Without that 2-second penalty, the 7th place becomes 2nd.
Oh, he'll be kicking
and
himself.
He wins a silver medal
because not many hit that last pole.
No,
it's often one of the kind of reverse the red poles that they
absolutely
might clip.
Yeah. Oh. And that from my limited knowledge of that sport, I think you're right. But it's just one of those things, isn't it? You almost need to keep an eye on everything and anybody who's going well. We're talking about, like, I'm not dismissing Ellen Walsh in any way, because you just don't know what will happen. You get sucked in if you watch a bit of
you
everything.
You get sucked in, and actually the canoeing is a great example, because I was sitting down with my wife yesterday at one stage. I gave a sharp intake of breath and I went, God, he came off the back of that wave a little flat there.
Yes,
now.
Yes, Saturday night.
What does
now.
That even mean? I didn't know what it meant beforehand. I think I've forgotten what it means by now.
Absolutely,
but I was
absolutely.
An expert for a few minutes.
There's also badminton tonight, actually. Our friend Nat is back in action in a game he should win, but he won a brilliant one on Saturday night. And again, I think half the country is sitting down. And by the third set, or game, I think, as they call it in badminton, we're all experts. You know, oh, I should have smashed that. Oh, you should have left that one that was going out.
You mentioned the boxers, actually, and they didn't have the start. The team didn't have the start they had hoped for. And probably because of that, there was a lot of expectation on Kelly Harrington to just, you know, get out of the blocks and get a win on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. It's picked up now, thankfully, as the weekend ended. We got a win last night with Marley and into Harrington today. And, I mean, you're thinking of Harrington, obviously, medal hope, gold medalist 3 years ago. She's 34 now. You're just thinking, I haven't seen that much of her. What kind of a form is she in? She lost her last fight, which is the first fight she'd lost in years. And she came in and she looked better than ever. And she fought her Italian opponent. She was meeting her every single time she came in, and she absolutely dominated her movement, her counter-punching, everything looked absolutely spectacular. So again, you talk about kind of watching form lines, like we're watching Mona and having different expectations based on her performances. Kelly put in one of those performances now that you're kind of thinking, I can't wait to see what she does next. So she's fighting on Wednesday night now in a quarterfinal, so she'll be guaranteed a medal if she wins that.
I know results determine all the analysis when it comes to sport, and sometimes unfairly, but you would wonder, and look, this will only kind of pan out if she happens to win that and finds herself in a medal fight, whether that loss recently, it came at the perfect time for her.
Yeah. And that's what Eric Donovan on RTE commentary was kind of saying. He was like, it's no harm realizing that you're fallible every now and then.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, it's sharpening your mind a little bit before you go for the really, really big events. So yeah, exactly. It could be something like that. Or maybe she was just tapering off in her training as well. Like, you don't really know what's going through their heads. But the form she looked in today, Kieran, it really will make people, you know, step up and pay attention that, you know, for all our talk of our different hopes, Kelly Harrington could be another gold medal hope here again.
Yeah, so the boxers, disappointment, as we said, for some, but others going well, looking good in the pool, rowers are looking good. Athletes haven't even got, I think most of them are still out in Fontainebleau, they haven't even got into the athletes' village yet. They will be coming in, certainly in the next couple of days. The mixed relay will be anyway, because they're one of the first up, those running in it. And beyond that, any update on whether the triathlon is going ahead in the Seine, or is it still full of human waste?
I think they'll find a way, but it is interesting that, like, that's the question, you know, because that's what I heard today. It was like, it could become a duathlon. And I'm like, I don't think that's very fair on the competitors.
Surely there is an open body of water somewhere in France that they can find.
You would think there is an alternative. It doesn't really make a huge amount of sense that there isn't. Now, I suppose the course all needs to be, beside it and in you know, the right proportions and so on. So it's probably not that straightforward.
Should they not have had a backup?
I think so.
You know, like if only a few weeks ago they had to put the mayor of Paris in a wetsuit into the river. And I noticed Macron, who said he was going to do it, was nowhere near it, to prove that it was clean, that there was obviously a question about it not being clean. And someone surely in the meeting said, that's... what if it's dirty on the day?
Yeah, and not to bring everything back to Ireland, but it could affect Irish medal hopes as well, because Daniel Whiffen, who's a very confident young man, suggested that he will win two gold medals in the pool, and sure, he'll have a go at the open water swim as well, which is, I don't even know how long that swim is, but there's a kind of a marathon swim.
Well, he doesn't want E. coli for the homecoming.
No. with his
three gold medals. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball. Mick, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.